For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. On Broadway in Upper Manhattan, a woman reaches into her fabric bag. She takes out a reusable container and she empties the contents into a large bin curbside. She closes the container and then she pulls out another. She opens it and pours out the contents. It mixes with eggshells, greens, a paper bag, some brown stuff, an old eggplant. There are more than 20 bins on the sidewalk outside Columbia University. Some are closed with yellow airtight covers. I'm watching this with David Hurd. He's with Grow NYC, the environmental nonprofit in the mayor's office. Nearby, a truck is ready to cart away the bins.
Yep, at the end of the day, when we finish collections.
And they'll be brought into Gardens.
Yep, these materials will actually go to the Build It Green compost facility under the Queensboro Bridge.
And then from there?
Then the compost will go into a tree pit or a community garden or a community farm.
I don't think anyone thought that New Yorkers would actually carry waste from their home down the block.
Sanitation Commissioner Catherine Garcia is marking the success of a citywide public-private partnership. It collects food scraps from shoppers at farmers' markets.
They often shop at the food market, so they're getting their fruits and vegetables for the week. And then the next time they come back, they bring whatever it is, those apple cores, the leftover leaves that they didn't like, and we compost those.
For instance, on 14th Street where there's that large market, does that work over there?
Oh, it's incredibly successful. That was one of the original sites that we started and was really also a partnership with the Lower East Side Ecology Center. They take most of that material to their site on the East River and run a community garden compost center.
350 gardens across the city are benefiting from the program.
They don't have to buy fertilizer. So you, instead of going out to the market and having something that may be mined phosphorus, they're able to use the nutrients from the leftover food to produce their new vegetables and flowers.
Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer says the program started with 8 moms on the Upper West Side.
The program was so successful where they were working with school food staff, custodial staff, students, teachers, and administrators, and the moms, that program has now gone citywide, and all the schools now in the city of New York are composting based on the Upper West Side moms. And now we're excited about Morningside Gardens near Columbia University. They're composting. We're going to now try with Stuytown and Peter Cooper Village, which would be another large complex. I'm very excited about West 83rd Street composting, and I just ran into a woman from West 107th Street. She wants to organize her block to compost. People really want to do it.
And people don't want to come across rats in the city. Brewer says composting will bring down the rat population.
Rats come because there's food. Rats will only come to your block if there's sanitation available, meaning food. And the fact of the matter is, at Morningside Gardens, where there is very stringent and recycling program that includes composting, rats have gone down. On West 83rd Street, we're still waiting to get a definitive answer because it's a new program. But what I suggest for 107th Street and every block is let us know if you want to work with your block, because if you compost, the bins are tight. They are rat-proof. So if you put your compost into a tight bin that's rat-proof, the rats on your block will go down. The Department of Health knows that, and the Department of Sanitation knows that, and we know that, and we'd love to work with you.
According to Grow NYC, food makes up about 17% of New York City's waste stream. If it goes to a landfill, it can create greenhouse gas emissions, and it can raise the cost of disposal. But when food scraps and other organic waste is composted, it improves the quality of soil for community gardens so they can grow vegetables and for trees on our city streets. According to David Hurd, waste is not inevitable.
Waste is a choice, right? When something gets to its end of life, we have a choice. You can reuse it, you can repair it, you can recycle it, perhaps, depending on the material. You can compost it, perhaps, or you can waste it for disposal. But some people go to that as the first choice. And that's not the first choice. That's the last choice.
Tom Fuller is from the Bronx, but he brings his waste to a drop-off center in Manhattan.
I have it in my freezer. It's bizarre. I mean, sometimes when I'm going to work, I take it to Union Square. I mean, I have to travel with my garbage.
Fuller doesn't know there's a waste drop-off center where he lives in the Bronx. If you want to know where your food scrap and organic waste drop-off site is, visit grownyc.org/compost. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.